Northanger Abbey by Val McDermid.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. It was a source of constant disappointment to Catherine Morland that her life did not more closely resemble her books, or rather that the books in which she found its likeness were so unexciting. Plenty of novels were set in small country villages and towns like the Dorset hamlet where she lived. Admittedly, they didn't all have such ridiculous names as the ones in the Piddle Valley where her father's group of parishes was centred. It would have been hard to make credible a romantic fiction set in Farley Piddle, Middle Piddle, Nether Piddle and Piddle Dummer. But in every other respect, books about country life were just like home, only duller, if that were possible. The books that made her heart beat faster were never set anywhere she had ever been. Cat, as she preferred to be known, on the basis that nobody should emerge from their teens with the name their parents had chosen, had been disappointed by her life for as long as she could remember. Her family were, in her eyes, deeply average and desperately dull. Her father ministered to 5 Church of England parishes with good-natured charm and a gift for sermons that were not quite entertaining but not quite boring either. Her mother had given up primary school teaching for the unpaid job of vicar's wife, which she accomplished with few complaints and enough imagination to leaven its potential for dreariness. If she'd had an annual performance review, it would have read, "Annie Morland is a cheerful and hard-working team member who treats problems as..."